Udu, this is like the shir also before Rosh Hashanah and is nogia to last week's parsha. And I think it's very important to see. The Rambam writes in mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis, right? Kuf Lamed Beis is the mitzvah Sabikurim. What's mitzvah Sabikurim? He says the following. We have to go ahead and thank Hashem for what He did to us, that He saved us from Mitzrayim and from Lavan. We have to thank Him for everything that was done to us. And to ask Hashem to continue giving us good things. So not only we thank, we actually ask Hashem and ask Hashem to continue giving us a bracha, giving us blessings when we bring the bikurim. That's Shitas HaRambam. The Chinuch says the same thing. And the obvious question, and that Lechem asks, where do you ask for? There's no bakosha, there's no request on bikurim. There's only hashkifa mimon kochacha min hashamayim, that's vidui meinser, not by kriyas bikurim. Now, to say that the Rambam holds that Ashkifa, that posuk, Ashkifa bimon kodshecha min ha-shamayim uvarechet amcha Yisrael, that posuk, which is asking Hashem to give us a brocha, which is said by Vidui Yemayinser, applies to Bikurim, it's a big chidush. There is indeed a Medrash Tanhuma who says that. But first of all, the Rambam, if you go to the Rambam in the Alochas, in Seder Bikurim, he says, what does he say? He says, Kore Arami Oved David Vayered Mitzrayim Ad Shegomer Kol HaParasha, until the end of the parasha. The Rambam says before, what pasuk is Gomer Kol HaParasha? Abi Gomer Kol HaParasha Arami Oved Vayad Shegomer Kol HaParasha, and explains before as the Adama Asher Nasata Li Hashem, right? Which is out to the Ad Shegomer Parasha Ad Asher Nasata Li Hashem is the end of Parshas Bikurim. Doesn't add Hashkifa. Niklichem asks an additional question. Hashkifa mimon kotshecha, nashama uvarecha samcha Yisrael v'sadama shenatata lanu, on the loshen v'et adama shenatata lanu, chazal ar mimayet gerim. Gerim can't say the land that you've given me because the gerim did not get the land. But the Rambam asks by Bikurim that the gerim is mevi v'koire. And the Mishnah Melchor explains, he quotes the Kapos Morim, and he says, why? Because by Parshas Bikurim, he says, Es adoma losses lanu to give. In the future, the gerim will get. Mashenken, the hashkifa, is adama shenatata lanu in the past. In the past, the gerim didn't get. That's why if you say the posuk of hashkifa, a ger cannot read. That's why parshas vidui meinser, the gerim don't say, but vidui abikurim, they do say. So you see that hashkifa is not part of it. So where is the bakosha? The Rambam says you have to be mevakesh. You have to ask and request Hashem to continue giving a brocha. Where does it say that? Now, he wants to say, because what's the halacha? The halacha is that you read Parshas Bikurim. Look at the Rambam. This is a very important Rambam. The Rambam says, the Koire Parshas Bikurim, Peragimel, he says the following. Manichoi, you read, Manichoi betzad abizbeach, you put the basket next to the bizbeach, bekeret bit mizrachit, v'ishtachave v'yetze. The halacha is that you have to be mishtachave, you have to bow down, and then you leave. Right? The pasuk says, "V'shtachavisa lifnei Hashem Elokecha." There's a halacha that you bow down after Kriyas HaBikurim. He quotes the Ponim Yofes. He quotes a chazal, but there's no such a chazal. It's the Ponim Yofes. The Ponim Yofes says that every time there's a shtachavo, there's a tefillah that goes along with it. Every time you mishtachave, there's a tefillah that goes along with it. Where does it say? Because the same thing it says by Avraham Avinu when he told the Neorim, "V'ani v'hanar I Nitzchak go." To Haraburiya v'nishtachave v'nashuv aleichem v'nishtachave v'nashuv aleichem. What does he have to do v'nishtachave to nashuv aleichem? We'll be mishtachave and come back to you. So says the Ponim Yofes because v'nishtachave is a tefila v'nishtachave shenashuv aleichem. We'll be mispalo to come back because there's a medrash, there's a sitas a medrash through the Shem Mishnah that Avraham Avinu daven ut Yaakov ut Yitzchok not to have the akeda. It's a big machloikes. It's not so poshut. But that's how he learns. So v'nishtachave means tfila. That's what he tells the people. We are going to daven v'nashuv aleichem to come back. So don't worry, we'll come back because we'll daven. So every time there is a shtachavo, there is a tfila. So says the klichemda. That's what pshat v'ishtachave means that when you mishtachave, you say a tfila, and there is an embedded tfila, and that's the bakosha that a kodesh bochu should be masmid the brocha. That's what the Kli Chemda says. But that's a big pellet. First of all, the Rambam never says. The Rambam says, Mishtachave v'yoytze. You're Mishtachave, you don't say anything. Not only that, he himself quotes it. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say the same way that by Birkas Kohanim, you're not allowed to add to the text anything. It's a Yisur Baltoisiv. So, Berkias HaBikurim, Minchas Chinuch says, you're also not allowed to add. So how can you add a Bakosha? And not only that, how do you know it's a Bakosha? Maybe when you Mishtachave, you continue thanking. There's no Bakosha. So it's a big chidush. So the question that remains on the chinuch and the Rambam, where is the bakosha? Right? There's no such a bakosha. You read the parsha and you're mishtacha beviyoytze. Question number one. Question number two, the famous Aderes Eliyahu. Aderes Eliyahu says, why is there a halacha that you're mishtacha beviyoytze? Why there's a halacha by Bikurim that you have to bow down? It's the only korban that there is ishtachave. Why? So says the Aderes Eliyahu, because every time you go into the Azorah, there's a locha that you're mishtachave before you go out. That's what he says. By the way, if anybody goes to the Kotel, you realize the Kotel, when you go to the Kotel, when you walk back, what people do? People bow down. Why do people bow down? Because it is Gro. Because the Gro says, every time you go to the Azorah, you bow down. That's the locha by Bikurim. That's the only korban because you go to the Azorah, mishtachave v'yoytze. The Rav, the Brisk Rav, wants to say that when Avraham Avinu told the Neorim, "Vani ve'hanar nelchad koi v'nishtachave v'nashuv aleichem," how did Avraham Avinu make up that you have to be mishtachave? He says, yes, because Shitas Agro is that if you go to Har HaMoriah, you've got to be mishtachave. That's what he says, mishtachave v'yoytze. This is, by the way, this would answer the Kli Chemda, because you know that the halacha, this is the only korban that the Yisrael goes to the Azorah and goes there. Vidui HaMainzer, you could say Vidui HaMainzer not only in the Bis HaMikdash, you could say outside the Bis HaMikdash. Minchas Chinuch is Mistapek, Kriyas HaBikurim, Lekatchila you have to say in the Azorah. Can you say outside of the Azorah? Because but he says by Vidui HaMainzer also, Vidui said Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, and says the Minchas Chinuch, Lav Davka. So here we also love Davka. So the Kli Chemda says, Bevadai not. Because Bishma Lifnei Hashem Elokecha by Vidui HaMainzer, you could say Vidui HaMainzer, the halacha is you don't need the Bis HaMikdash. So Lifnei Hashem Elokecha is all of Eretz Yisrael. But by Bikurim, you can only bring Bikurim, you can only bring Bikurim, Bizman Habayis, that you could go to the Azorah. So therefore, clearly Lifnei Hashem Elokecha means in the Azorah. That you have to say, and now according to the Gro, makes a lot of sense. Because you can only be Mishtachave Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. By the way, there is on this also a very important Rabbi Yoshe Be'er. You know that you go to shows, and in many shows, the women on Yom Kippur, they also bow down. And he says that's a huge mistake. Because taking Yerushalmi like this, Yerushalmi says like this, Kesha Yushoimim Es Hashem, it says in the Yerushalmim, Hakroivim Hayu Mishtachavim, Ve'arechoikim Hayu Oimrim Boruch Shem Kvim Malchus Alelam Voyad. And he asks, what's the difference between Kroivim and Rechoikim? He says he says something gewaltig, because you see, according, he doesn't bring the Gro, but the Gro says the idea of Ishtachavo is only where? In the Azorah. By the way, he says, Bevadai. That's why, Ve'am, Ve'akoyhani, Ve'am, what do we say? Ha'oim din ba'azorah. Only people of the Azorah. If you pay attention, Ve'akoyhanim, Ve'am, Ha'oim din ba'azorah. Because Adin on the Azorah. That's why it says the Pasuk, that's why we say Musaf. What you call the Nishtachave, and it says, Chatzos Kochecha, it says, Befirush, Nishtachave is only in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So it's only in the Azorah. So Bimela Noshim, the Beis HaKnesses, Shtik Magen Avrom, the Yom HaKippur has a din of the Azorah. But by Ezra's Noshim, has a din of Ezra's Noshim. Ezra's Noshim is a din of Rechoikim. And the Rechoikim, they did not bow down. They only said, Bor Shem Kvim Malchus Alelam Voed. So that's why he says that only a Kohanim ve'am ha'oim din ba'azorah, according to the Gro, is very givaldic. The question on the Gro is the following. Why, if there is a locha that every time you go to the Azorah, why dafka by the Bikurim, this is said, number one. Number two, why is the locha of Ishtachavo when it's Mishtachave ve'yoytze? When you leave your Mishtachave, you should Mishtachave when you come in. And why dafka ba'azorah ve'am ha'oim din ba'azorah? Why dafka by the Azorah there is a locha of Ishtachavo? Question number two. Question number three, the following. The Gemara says there are three stages of Kedah. The Gemara Megillah says Kida. Whenever the post says Kida, says the Gemara Alapayim. You have to lower your face. Right? Koid, Bacheva, Apayim Arza. Kriya, when it says Kriya, is Albirkaim. You have to lower your legs when the post says Kriya. Koirim Mishtachavim. What is Ishtachavo? Pishut Yadayim Veraglaim. You stay flat on the ground. Prostrated. Toi says Akasha. One second. by Ishtachavot also says Apaim, Ishtachav Apaim Arza. So it is also the face. So why Keda is Dafka the face, and here is Dafka everything? So says the Marshal, because the truth is there are three stages in Ishtachavot. The lower stage is that you lower your face. The higher stage is that you, which is included, that you not only you lower your face, you lower your legs also, you alar birkaim. And ishtachavot is the three of them. So for sure you put your face also, you lower your legs, but you become prostrated on the floor. So there are three stages, one higher than the other. And the question is, what three stages? You lower your face, the first stage, called keda. The second stage is that you lower your legs. And the third stage is that you do the three, the two plus, you go ahead and you become flat on the ground. What does that make sense? So to ask the three questions just asked, the first one is, where's the bakosha by Bikurim? Number two, why is mishtachav davka in the Azora? You learn from Bikurim in davka mishtachav v'yoytze. And the number three, why the three stages in mishtachavo? To understand that, this I think will change why we mishtachave. Because aleinu l'shabeach is the only tefillah that we mishtachave both in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why are we prostrating aleinu, number one? Number two, aleinu l'shabeach is a very funny tefillah. Aleinu l'shabeach is the opening of Malchus. You know that that's the opening of Malchus. We actually say, and we borrow to say at the end of every davening, we say aleinu. Why did we, it's a takona from the much later takona to say aleinu every week, but we borrowed from the, why is this the opening for Mochego from Malchus, and why do we use this to close all our tefillahs? To understand the Tamsel of Ishtachavot, we spoke the Maral. The Maral writes in Derech Chaim that what is Tzura Sodom? When the Pasuk says that Tzalmeinu Kidmusein, you should always remember, what is Tzura Sodom? The first one is the face of Adam, right? The face of Adam shines in the Neshama. That's why facial recognition, it's only done by humans, because humans have a facial recognition. They have a unique expression of the soul. That expression of the soul through the face is Tzelem Elokim. The second part of Tzelem Elokim is the fact that we are erect, that we stay bekoma skufa, because it shows that we control the world. Not only control the world, we control ourselves. Every animal is run by its instincts. We control our instincts. That's the koma skufa, that we stand up, which means that we rule over the world. That is, Tzodok always right, that's the keneged, the zohar, and the nekeva she'odam. The nekeva she'odam is that we reflect the Kodesh Boch in our faces, and that's why that's the aloha, that the kala, we cover her face, right? That's why Jews don't cover our face. You realize that the Muslims cover their face, the hijab, we don't, because the face for us is the Tzelem Elokim, right? We don't cover the Tzelem Elokim, right? So that's the big difference. And that's the Nekeva. The Zohar is become a Skufa. Ishtachavo is the Bitul Tzuras Odom Prakudash Bohu. The first Bitul Tzuras Odom is that we lower our face. That's the first Tzuras Odom. The second Tzuras Odom that we mevatel the Koyma Skufa. That's why we bend down. And the number three is that we take and we make ourselves nothing. We make ourselves part of the earth, which we are nothing. It's the Bitul of Tzuras Odom. Always ishtachavo, when you're mishtachave. Why? When you go to the Azora, which is the Gilui Mokom Ashchina, right? Azora is the Mokom which you bring the Korbanos, right? It's the connection to Hashamayim. When you leave, you go to the world outside. The ishtachavo is telling you that you never leave. Because you're mishtachave, which means you're mevatel yourself, you realize that the whole world is nothing. And therefore, the experience, the ultimate experience is mishtachave v'yoytze. That's why Dafka by the Azora, that there is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Mokom HaMizbeach. On that place, the Odom is Bevatel Tzuras Odom. Aleinu L'Shabeach. What's Aleinu L'Shabeach? Aleinu L'Shabeach is the tefillah done by Yeshua when he came to conquer Yerichoi. What do we say in Aleinu L'Shabeach? Ki Hashem Elokim, Emes, Malkeinu, Efes, Olosoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only truth. V'ashevo Yisa Levovecha, Hashem Elokim, Hashamayim, Imal, Val Aretz, Mitochas, Ein Oit. That's the Bitul, realizing that there is nothing. How do you express that there is nothing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That you mevatel yourself, you become yourself part of the karka, part of the Oretz, which is where we came from. That Bitul Odom is the expression of Aleinu. So that's the Psicha to Malchus. The Psicha to Malchus is, we are going to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to realize that we are nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only reality. So we frame it right. That's why when you leave the show, you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now you go to your daily affairs. We have to recognize that the old daily affairs is nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only reality. Therefore, we say Aleinu L'Shabeach right before you go to work. That's why Aleinu Shabeach, we do Kriya Nishtachavo, because to experience Aleinu, Nishtachavo is the ultimate experience. That's why Dafka by the Azora and is Dafka by Yoitze. I always say that when you Mishtachave ve Yoitze, you're never Yoitze. Because then you realize that the whole world is a Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't look like it. But you take the experience with yourself by having the Nishtachavo. Rabbeisai, you know why? Every time in Halacha, when you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you automatically ask Him to continue. Lemosho, Hallel, we say, Ana Hashem Moshia Na, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. Legabe, we go to Nishmas, right? We say, you did so many good things, and now don't leave us, continue giving. Why is that? So the Rutner always explained, because thanking is Lashon Hoidoh. Hoidoh has two meanings in Hebrew. Hoidoh means thanking, and Hoidoh means acknowledgement, Moed B'Miktas. Because the ultimate thanking is recognizing that we can't do without the Kodesh Baruch. The reason why Mevakesh is saying, listen, you did something good for us, but you should know something, we depend on you forever. That's why at the end of Moedim, what we say, Kimoilom, Kivinoloch, because forever we depend on you. That dependence is the ultimate thanking. That's Hoidoh. You know what the tefillah is by Kriyas HaBikurim? Is the Ishtachavo. It's not that when you're Mishtachavi or Mispalo. The Ishtachavo is the ultimate thanking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we say we are nothing. We mevatel ourselves. After you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bikurim and you go to the Azora, you know the conclusion of all of it is a Ishtachavo, that you mevatel Tzura Sodom, that you become part of the Karka. We are nothing. We depend totally on you. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need you. That is the tefillah. So when the Rambam writes that the end of Parshas HaBikurim, when Mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue giving it to you, it's not that it's a verbal tefillah. It's the tefillah of Ishtachavo. Bowing down is the tefillah. That is the bakosha that we can't do without you. We are nothing without you. So Bimela answers all the kashas. Clearly, Parshas HaBikurim is the Bekor of Ishtachavo. Ishtachavo is not that you bow down because you're out of respect of anything like that. It's the experience of bitul, of dependency. This you see by the Bikurim, because that's the highest form of thanks. And therefore, you only do this when you leave. And this is the non-verbal tefillah. And therefore, the Ishtachavo, there are three stages on Tzura Sodom. The face, the first Tzura Sodom, the second Tzura Sodom, the Kudam Askufa, and the third one, that you mevatel ourselves completely. And hopefully, Rishab, this is the Knisa to Malchus. Knisa to Malchus is a little Shabeach to realize that we are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Givald Kizchus, because who are we? We are nothing. Whole reality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aleinu Shabeach tells you, we have mevatel ourselves, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only reality, but you gave me the chance to be mamlech you. And that's why the Aleinu Shabeach, Shteinu Seru Shosh Avoida, is mevatel all the kitrugim of Amalchus. Because of course he's really mevatel himself, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you because I can't do without you. That is a bakosha that you could do on Rosh Hashanah, and that frames Rosh Hashanah in the right way. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us indeed to connect to Him and to be in a situation that we are totally dependent on Him.